我们在聚会前多花时间来祷告是非常好的。
Right. Remember, the house of God is called the house of prayer.
要记得神的殿是称为万民祷告的殿。
It's really wonderful.
这实在是美妙。
If we come early, we don't just sit there, but pray to the living God.
如果我们早到，我们不要只是坐在那里，我们来向活神祷告。
Right. Don't wait.
不需要等。
When there are two or three, start praying.
只要有两三个，我们就可以开始祷告。
Pray for the church. Pray for the meeting.
为着教会还有聚会来祷告。
Pray for all the saints.
为着众圣徒祷告。
Pray for God's divine purpose.
为着神圣的旨意祷告。
There are so many things to pray for.
我们有好多事项可以为这些祷告。
That His will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿他的旨意行在地上。如同行在天上。
My, if all of us will spend a lot of time praying, you will really see that God's will go on here.
如果我们都花很多时间来祷告，我们就一定会看见神的旨意通行在这里。
I've often mentioned there's one thing that the Bible tells us to do unceasingly, and that is to pray.
常常说到，圣经提到有一件事要我们不住的去做，就是祷告。
Right. Unfortunately, we don't pray enough.
很遗憾的，我们没有那么多的祷告。
We like to talk.
我们喜欢说话。
We like to preach.
我们也喜欢传道。
We like to study.
我们喜欢研读。
But we don't like to pray.
但是我们不喜欢祷告。
It's very amazing.
很奇怪哦。
Because prayer is the best service within the tabernacle.
因为在会幕里面最好的侍奉就是祷告。
That is the golden incense altar right in front of the veil before the Ark of the Covenant.
就是在约柜前的幔子前面这一个金香坛。
That is one of the most precious service that we can do.
这是我们所能做的其中一项最宝贵的服事。
And that golden incense altar signifies our prayer.
这个金香坛就预表我们的祷告。
If we really want to see something happening, the church to be built up,
如果我们真的要看见在教会里面有事情发生，教会被建造起来，
you have to pray.
我们需要祷告。
Every day.
每天祷告。
All the time. All the time.
不住的祷告。
Yeah.
随时随处的祷告。
Right. And this will be for your own benefit.
这也是为了我们自己的益处。
Because when you pray,
因为当你祷告的时候，
Jude says we must pray in the Holy Spirit.
约翰说我们要在灵里，在圣灵里祷告。
So when you pray,
所以当你祷告的时候，
This is the most effective way to turn to the Spirit, to be one Spirit with Him.
这是最有效的转向灵的方法，与主成为一灵。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
And we can really see in Zechariah when the Spirit was poured out upon the remnant when the Lord comes back.
我们也在撒迦利亚书里面清楚地看见，当圣灵倾倒在归回的余数身上时，
It's called the spirit of prayer and the spirit of grace.
那个叫做代求和恩典的灵。
So prayer is very, very much related to our spirit.
所以祷告与我们的灵有非常密切的关系。
And it strengthens our fellowship and relationship with our living God.
祷告也加强我们与神的交通和关系。
Every one of us must become a man of prayer.
我们每一位都要成为祷告的人。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's come back to Ephesians chapter 2.We are a little bit slow today.
现在我们再回来看以弗所书第二章，我们有点慢了。
In chapter 2,
在第二章
Paul began to show us our condition.
保罗开始让我们看见我们的情形
Fallen man's condition.
堕落人类的情形
Don't think that you're saved and no more problem with your old man.
不要以为你得救了，你的旧人就没有问题了。
No such thing.
没有这种事。
No.
没有。
That is why in chapter 4, Paul tells the church there in Ephesus not to walk as the Gentiles walk.
所以保罗在第四章说，我们行事为人不要像外邦人。
That means there's still a possibility for us Christians to walk like the Gentiles.
这就说出我们基督徒还是有可能会像外邦人那样行事为人。
I don't think I need to convince you about that.
我想我不需要在这里说服你这一点。
Because we all had the experience, right?
因为我们都有这种经历。
So, but you have to know.
但是你要知道。
What was our condition?
我们以前的情形是怎么样
的。Because if you don't know.
如果你不知道
You will not be afraid of your flesh and of yourself.
你就不会惧怕你的肉体和你的己
Because you thought you're okay.
因为你会以为我没好，我很好，没事啊。
You might think you're a good man.
你可能会以为我是个好人。
Yeah, maybe you are.
或许你真的是个好人。
You're a fallen good man.
你是个堕落的好人。
It's a lot of problem still lingering around.Right?
还有很多问题存留下来。
Then in chapter 2, Paul said, and you he made alive, right? You who were dead in trespasses and sins.
第二章第一节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
He made alive right here is in italicized, is italicized, meaning to say it's not in the Greek, right? So, and you who were dead.
他叫你们活过来，我们下面有点点点，就说这在原文是没有的，所以这一节开始是说，你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
Death is an awful thing.
死亡是一个恐怖的事情。
Now let me ask you one question.
让我来问你一个问题。
How and what part of your being did God make you alive?
你是神是如何使你活过来，而且是使你的哪一个部分活过来？
Of course, you will know the answer. It's the spirit. My spirit was made alive.
当然你知道答案是你的灵，我们的灵活过来了。
Paul in Romans chapter 8 says our flesh is still dead.But our spirit is life.
保罗在罗马书第八章说，我们的肉体死了，但是我们的灵却向神活过来了。
So, although our spirit is made alive, don't think that your flesh is now also full of life. No, it's still dead.
虽然我们的灵是活过来了，但是不要以为你的肉体就没事了，也是满了生命。不，这个是死的。
Agreed.
你同意吗？
Yes.
是的。
I think all of us should agree with this.
我想我们都要同意。
That's why it is a fearful thing to walk by the flesh.
所以如果按着肉体来行事，这是恐怖的事。
Impossible to build a church if you live by the flesh. It's not possible.
如果我们凭着肉体来活着，我们根本不可能建造教会。
Even based upon your good side, the good side of your fallen humanity, you still cannot build a church.
就是用你堕落的那个好的一方面来建造，你也不能建造教会。
With God in God's plan, no, He has to get rid of that.
在神的计划里，他必须除掉肉体。
You're dead in trespasses and sins.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
Even after we are saved, we still sin, unfortunately.
很遗憾的，虽然我们得救了，但是我们还犯罪。
And have a lot of trespasses.
我们还有很多的过犯。
Remember this.
要记得这一点。
Where there is sin, death follows.
凡是有罪的地方，死必定跟随。
So don't think you have no death, no problem with death today.
所以不要以为你没有死亡，你 跟死亡没有问题。
Our flesh, our body is body of death.
我们的肉体，我们的身体是一个取死的身体。
In which you once walked according to the course of this world.
我们从前行事为人是随从今世的风俗。
How about your life today?
你今天的生活是怎样的呢？
Which course are you taking?
你是随从怎样的风俗？
Which course?
是怎样的道路？
There are many directions, right?
这里有很多方向，对不对？
You have to examine yourself a little bit.
你要审查自己一点。
Are you taking a heavenly course? Or are you just doing some services in the church and you think that's good enough and then the rest of your time you're taking the course of this world.
你是在行走属天的道路，还是你以为我在教会里有一些的服事就很好了，其他的我就走属世的道路？
Which course are we really taking?
你究竟是走怎样的道路？
Before you were saved, before we really knew the Lord, we were taking the course of this world.
我们还没有得救之前，我们还没有真正认识主之前，我们是走世界的道路，随从世界的风俗。
I don't believe that today we're all together already taking the heavenly way.
我不信我们今天已经大家都在这里同走属天的道路。
Now let's continue to read.
我们再来看。
If you're taking the course of this world, it's according to the prince of the power of the air.
今世的风俗是顺服空中掌权者的首领。
Goodness.
天哪。
It's a terrible thing.
这是恐怖的事。
Unfortunately, you don't see them.
遗憾的，你没有看见这一点。
And therefore, you didn't care so much.
所以你也不管，你不在乎。
It is the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Are you an obedient son or a disobedient son?
你是个顺服的儿子还是个悖逆的儿子？
I think we all must confess many times we are not very obedient.
我想我们都要承认，很多时候我们不是那么的顺服神。
So if you are notobedient to the Father, then who is working?
所以如果你不顺服神的时候，究竟是谁在这里工作啊？
God working, or is it another spirit working?
是神在这里工作，还是另一个灵呢？
If it is the Holy Spirit working within us, we will be obedient to the Father.
如果是圣灵在我们里面运行，我们必定顺服父神。
Anyway, I don't want to talk too much. It's written there. It's very easy for you to understand.
我们不需要多说，这里很明白。
Among whom also, we all, including Paul included himself, once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh. Verse 3.
第三节，我们包括保罗自己，他说我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲。
How about today? No more?
那今天呢？我们还做这种事情吗？还是不再做了？
Once, Paul says once.
保罗说我们从前，曾经。
That means we should hope that today, no more, we change.
所以我们应该盼望今天不再这样，我们必须改变。
Take another course.
走另外一条路。
That's what repentance means.
这就是悔改的意思。
Before you were taking this course,
从前你是走这一条路。
Repentance means you make a U-turn. Now you're taking the heavenly course.
悔改就是你调转头走另外一条路。
Or are you keep on turning, and if you turn again, and then you turn again, and you turn again, and you turn again, you'll be going around in circles.
还是你一直在那里旋转，又回到原地，又在旋转呢？
Oh Lord Jesus, we'll be like the people of Israel in the wilderness.
那我们就像是以色列人在旷野里一直在那里走。
fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind.
随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
Was it before, or is it still like that after?
这是曾经还是得救了还是这样呢？
You have to make a list.
所以你要在这里列一个清单。
Before.
左边是之前得救前。
After, how about that?
右边是得救后。
There is always a before and after, right?
总是有之前和之后，对不对？
So, what happened in your life?
所以在你的人生里
After being a Christian for so many years,
你做了基督徒这么多年
Examine yourself.
你要省察自己
And that's why Paul is here in a few sentences described what was before.
所以保罗在这里用几句话就形容了之前是怎样的情形。
Right. Fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just like the others.
随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Is the father happy with you, or is he not happy with you?
父喜悦你还是他不喜悦你呢？
Do you care to please men or do you care to please the Father?
你是想讨父的喜悦还是要得人的心呢？
Have you ever asked, Father, what do you say?
你有没有问过父啊你怎么看呢？
Are you happy with me?
你喜欢我吗？你喜悦我吗？
Or are you mad at me?
还是你很生我的气？
Ask the Father.
你要问一问天父。
But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, wherewith he loved us.
Amen. 然而，神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
Even when we were dead, he made us alive together with Christ. Amen.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
This is in the spirit.
这是在灵里。
No doubt about that. And raises up together with him.
毫无疑问，他叫我们与基督一同活过来，又叫我们与基督一同复活。
How wonderful.
何等美妙。
Keep the feast of the first fruits.
所以我们要来守这个初熟果的节日。
Right.Because you are a part of it.
因为你是其中的一份子。
Don't just say, oh, he rose from the dead.
不要只是说，哦，他主耶稣从死里复活了。
You should also say, and I have been risen together with Christ.
你也要说，我也与他一同活过来了。
Death should have no more dominion over me.
死不能在我身上掌权。
Just like the death could not hold me.Christ Jesus in the grave.
就如死没有办法把主耶稣拘禁在坟墓里。
If we are indeed risen with him,
如果我们真的与他一起复活过来，
baptized into him,
受浸归入他，
into his death,
归入他的死，
and we are united with him in the likeness of his death, we are also.With him in the likeness of his resurrection.
所以如果我们已经受浸归入他的死，与他的死联合，那我们也要在他死的形状上与他联合，在他复活的形状上与他联合。
All of these are included in the grace given to you.
这一切都包括在神所赐给你的恩典中。
We always just.Thought in terms of, oh, okay, I'm saved. No more judgment.
我们常常只是想到，哦，我得救了，不再定罪。
That's right.
这没有错。
But it's more than that.
但是比这个更多。
We're made alive.
我们活过来了。
Risen with him.
与基督一同被复活过来。
Sitting with him.
升天与他坐在一起。
Just.As true as you are freed from judgment, from eternal judgment and condemnation.
就如你已经蒙拯救，脱离审判和永远的灭亡一样。
Except in our mind.
只是在我们的心思里。
We understand, okay, no more judgment, praise the Lord.
我们明白说，哦，不再定罪，没有审判了，赞美主。
Forgiveness, hallelujah.
蒙赦免了，哈利路亚。
But risen from the dead, we are like Martha.
Sorry?
We are like Martha when it comes to resurrection.
Ah, okay, yeah. 但是关于从死里复活，我们好像马大一样。
Oh yeah, I know.
哦，主，我知道，我知道。
When you come back again, the dead will all rise up.
将来你回来的时候，死人会复活，我知道。
你要等到将来啊。
You want to wait until the future.
How about today?
那今天如何呢？
What about now?
现在如何呢？
What about day by day?
每一天的生活如何？
Are you in death?
Are you in the grave? 在坟墓里吗？
Don't be like Martha.
不要像马大。
You should be like Lazarus.
你要像拉撒路。
Coming out of the grave.
从坟墓里走出来。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
This is what Paul meant.
保罗的意思就是这样。
Paul is not talking about some fairy tale.
保罗在这里不是说到什么童话故事。
He really wants to experience this.
他真的要经历这个。
And I believe he had experienced it.
我相信他也经历过了。
Day by day, he wanted to experience the power of that resurrection.
日过一日，他要经历这个复活的大能。
He refused to let death pull him down.
他不容许死亡把他往下拉。
He doesn't submit to death.
他不顺服死亡。
And then made us to sit together in the heavenly places.
Amen. 一同坐在天上。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
If you have that realization in your spirit,
如果你在你的灵里有这样的觉悟，
you will have no problem to overcome the power of darkness, the principalities and powers.
你就没有，完全没有问题，能够来胜过死亡还有死亡的权势。
Because you are sitting with him.
因为你与他同坐。
But you have to be a person living in the spirit to be sitting with him in the heavenlies.
但是你要与他一同坐在天上，你必须是一个活在灵里的人。
In chapter 3 we can see that later on.
慢点，我们在第三章会看到这个。
Praise the Lord. Yeah.That in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
Amen. 要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈。
Paul exhausted his superlative description of these wonderful riches.
保罗用尽了他对基督的丰富一切的形容词。
And I don't think for Paul that was just a doctrine.
我不认为对保罗来说这个是一个道理。
Otherwise he could not have written so much about Christ.
否则他没有办法写这么多关于基督的事。
He not only saw the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他不仅是看见主耶稣基督的异象。
But he lived Christ.
他乃是活基督。
He wanted to gain Christ.
他要得着基督。
He wanted to magnify Christ.
他要让基督在他的身上显大。
That was his whole life.
这就是他的一切一生。
It is not in our concept to do that.
在我们的脑海里根本没有概念要这样做。
Just a little bit is fine.
一点点就好了。
A little bit of prayer, that's good enough.
一点点祷告就够了。
Praying 1 hour, oh, come on.
要祷告一个小时。
You really have so much to talk to God?
真的有那么多话要跟神说吗？
1 minute, 够了吧。
一分钟就够了吧。
Right, 像吃饭前哦， Father, thank you for the food. Amen.
就像我们吃饭前，父啊，为着这个食物感谢你，阿们。
好像心不在焉啊。
It seems your heart is not even in the prayer.
You're just thinking about your stomach.
你只是在想你的肚子饿了。
How's your prayer life?
你祷告的生活如何？
If you want to really enter into the exceeding riches of His grace,
你若真要进入他极丰富的恩典，
exceeding riches of His grace, and this exceeding riches of His grace is in kindness toward us. It's because God has sympathy with us, right?
这个极丰富的恩典是神向我们所施的恩慈。因为他是满了怜悯恩慈。
It would be terrible if God has given you such riches and you ignore them.
如果神把这么多的丰富给你，你却不理他，这真的是可怕。
One day you'll have nothing to say.
到一天，你对他，你真的无话可说。
No wonder we all say, "Oh, I just want a little bit. I'm good enough, or I'm too weak, and I can't do this." You have a lot of excuses.
你会有很多的借口。我只是要一点点，我这样就满足了，够了。
一点点压力你就哇，不行啊。
Just a little bit of stress, and you cannot take it anymore.
Oh, you don't have to do anything. You just got to sleep. No need to do anything.
我都不要做，我们就去睡觉好了。
It's all by grace.
一切都是恩典。
Have you not read in Titus, grace came here to train you?
你没有在提多书念到说恩典是要来训练我们吗？
训练你睡觉啊。
Is grace here to teach you to sleep?
训练你什么都不要做了，就在那边享受了。
Train you to do nothing and just enjoy.
The exceeding riches of His grace is for you to apply and appropriate and to really labor and to get it into you and experience.
他极丰富的恩典是为着让我们来支取取用。应用在我们的生活中，在这里耕耘。
To accomplish God's purpose.
来成就神的旨意。
Not even for yourself.
甚至不是光为了你自己。
Of course, then he continued to say, you should actually put a parenthesis. Therefore, by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
第八节。其实这里你可以放在括号里面，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Yeah, this is about salvation.
这就是我们的救恩。
But then I will ask Paul, but Paul, how come you said we have to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling?
那我们就要来问保罗，哎，救恩，那为什么你又说我们要恐惧战惊，做成自己得救的功夫呢？
There is another side of it.
因为得救还有另外一面。
Because salvation is by grace, you cannot save yourself.
因为得救是借着恩，你不可能凭你自己来得救。
But the growth in life.
但是要在生命里长大。
Maturity.
成熟。
To become the first fruits.
要成为初熟果。
To be an overcoming one.
要成为一个得胜者。
To overcome the world.
胜过世界。
To be well pleasing to the Father.
要讨父神的喜悦。
To be filled with Christ.
要被基督充满。
Sorry, you have to work.
对不起，你要下功夫。
You want gold?
你要金吗？你要金子吗？
The Lord says, "Come and buy from me."
主说来向我买。
Yeah, you have to buy it.
是的，你要买。
The Lord told them to repent.
所以主告诉他们，你们要悔改。
Yeah, if you don't,
如果你不悔改，
the Lord will do something about it.
主会做一些事情。
Right. Then it says in verse 10, "For we are His workmanship."
Amen. 第十节，我们原是他的工作。
amazing.
真是奇妙。
God desires to build up His church.
神渴望建造他的教会。
It's a heavenly workmanship.
这是一个属天的工作。
Yes, according to the flesh, we can do nothing to help.
是的，根据我们的肉体，我们根本没有办法做任何的事来帮忙神。
But are you just the flesh?
但是你这个人只有肉体吗？
嗯
，No, no, no,
no, no. What else do you have?
你除了肉体，你还有什么
？What do you have?
你还有什么
？You have the spirit.
你有灵。Amen.
And Paul says in Galatians, walk by the Spirit.
所以保罗在加拉太书说要凭着灵而行。
You think it's easy to walk by the Spirit?
你想要凭着灵而行很容易吗？
Yeah, if it were so easy, we would all be very spiritual, super spiritual today.
如果是那么的容易，那我们今天都是超级属灵人了。
Right.
对不对？
We'll all be super.
我们都是超级的了。
But unfortunately, it's not so.
很遗憾的，不是这样。
So, God's masterpiece, which is the church,
所以神的杰作就是教会。
Is not so easy.
不是那么容易做成。
Salvation is easy. He already accomplished it on the cross 2,000 years ago. He says it's done, finished.
做成救恩，这个是相对是比较容易。在2000年前，主耶稣基督已经做成了，在十字架上成就了。
But the church.
但是教会。
张弟兄啊。完了吗
Is it done? Is the work done?
可以了吗
Is it good enough?
他说
He says no.
我同意
I agree.
We are far from reaching the goal.
我们离目标还差得远呢
So what are we going to do? Nothing?
那我们要做什么呢什么都不做吗
The Bible says, do nothing.
圣经说什么都不要做吗
Not true. Continue to read.
你再来看。
So, God is going to accomplish a masterpiece with us.
所以神要与我们做成他的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
在基督耶稣里造成的。
For good works.
为要叫我们行善。
Ah, at least you have to work.
至少这里要行。
What are these good works?
那这些善事是什么呢？
Whatever the whole scriptures tells you to do.
凡是整本圣经里面所告诉你的。
These are the good works you have to do.
这些就是要你去行的善事。
Which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
Amen. 就是神所预备叫我们行的。
You have to walk.
行在其中。你要行。
Don't sleep.
不要睡觉。
If you sleep.
如果你睡觉。
Paul will wake you up in chapter 5. Wake up you who are sleeping. Christ will shine upon you.
要把你唤醒，叫你这个睡着的人快点起来，让基督的光光照你。
Right.
是的。
Don't think it's so easy.
不要认为这是这么简单。
Nothing is easy.
没有事情是这么
简单。Especially the heavenly building work of God, His workmanship, you think it's easy.
尤其是这个属天神的杰作，哪有这么简单的？
Yeah. So, therefore, remember that you, once Gentile in the flesh,
所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按肉体是外邦人。
At that time, you were without Christ. Verse 12, I'm going to hurry up.
12节，你们与基督无关。
Yeah. Being aliens, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel.
在以色列国民以外。
That means we are not part of the kingdom.
也就是说我们与神的国度无关。
Remember, the church is God's kingdom.
要记得教会是神的国度。
It's not just a group of Christian meeting here.
教会不只是一般的基督徒在这里聚会。
Just like Singapore is a nation.
就好像新加坡是一个国度。
not just a gathering of some Singaporeans.
不光只是一些新加坡人聚在一起。
No rules, no regulations. Everyone can do anything they like. No.
没有法律，爱怎么做就怎么做，不是这样的。
Is that Singapore?
新加坡是这样吗？
I guess not, right?
不是对吧？
Definitely not. What about in the heavenly kingdom?
那属天的国度呢？
We all need to learn.
我们都要学习。
And then it says, strangers from the covenants of promise.
这所应许的租约上是局外人。
No part of it.
完全没有份。
No hope.
活在世上没有指望。
Without God in the world.
没有神。
But now, well, before and after, right?
但是现在，就是之前和之后。
Praise the Lord.Better make a distinction before and after.
所以你要分清之前和之后。
What are we now? We are brought nigh.
我们如今。
Who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
我们从前远离的人，如今却在基督耶稣里已经得亲近了。
亲近谁啊？
Whom are you brought near to?
亲近保罗啊。
Brought near to Paul?
God.
亲近神。
Because previously without God.
因为我们从前是没有神的人。
Alienated from Christ.
与基督隔绝。
But now we're brought nigh.
但是现在。
To God.
我们因着基督已经能够亲近神。
For He is our peace.
因他是我们的和睦。
You remember the peace offering?
记得这个平安祭吗？
和平祭。
和平祭。
平安祭也可以，和平祭也可以。
Amen.
和睦。
Peace. Amen.
What did it say in Chinese? For he himself is our peace, verse 14.
因他是我们的和睦。
和睦。跟谁和睦啊？先要跟神和睦。
First of all, you have peace with God.
If you don't have peace with God,
如果你与神没有和睦，
your peace with man is not a long-lasting peace.
你与人的和睦不能长久。
No. No, that's a false peace.
那是一个假的和睦。
It will not last.
它不长久。
Impossible to last.
不可能会长久。
Only if Christ is our peace, that peace will last.
唯有基督，当他是我们的和睦，这个和睦才能长久。
其他的和睦是暂时的。
All other peace is temporal.
Yeah. And it is political.
而且是政治性的
diplomatic
对是用这个外交手腕的
and it has agendas
而且它有自己的私意在里面自己的益处的
I'm afraid of that kind of peace
我惧怕这一种的和睦
it's just like the peace right now going on in APEC
就好像 APEC 现在所在谈的和睦亚太经济组织
It has some personal interest in there
里面都有各国私自的那个益处
If there is no more personal interest No peace
如果你自己的私人益处被威胁了就不会有和睦
But with the peace which is Christ There is no personal interest
但是基督身为我们的和睦这里就没有个人的利益。
And this peace is our peace with God.
这个和睦也是与神的和睦。
That is why you need to experience Christ as your peace offering.
所以你需要经历基督是你的和平祭。
Don't say, oh, that's in the Old Testament.
不要说，哎，那是在旧约。
No.
不。
No. Christ is the reality of that peace offering.
基督。
In Leviticus.
就是利未记里面那个和平记的实际
He is a real peace.
他是一个真和睦。
Peace with God.
与神和睦。
To be fully reconciled to God.
完全与神和好。
That is also why we have the Feast of the Reconciliation, the sixth feast.
这也是为什么我们有第六个节期，就是这个归回和好的节期。
挽回的节期。And in that feast, what do you have to do?
那你在这个节期里面要做什么呢？
You have to afflict your soul.
你要刻苦己心。
You like to do that?
你喜欢做这样的事吗？
Or you love yourself so much?
还是你很爱你自己？
Let me tell you.
让我来告诉你。
If you love yourself,
如果你爱你自己，
you have no peace with God.
你就不能与神有和睦。
Because our self is enmity against God.
因为我们的己是与神为仇的。
And it cannot submit to God.
它没有办法顺服神。
And cannot please God.
也没有办法讨神的喜悦。
This is what Romans 8 again Paul told us that.
这也是保罗在罗马书第八章告
诉我们。They who live according to the flesh cannot please God.
凭着肉体而行的人没有办法讨神的喜悦。
So how can you be at peace with God?
所以你怎么可能与神有和睦呢？
Impossible.
不可能的。
So don't say, John, you're talking about the Old Testament. I'm not talking about the Old Covenant. No.
不要说 John, 约翰，你苏弟兄，你一直在说旧约。我不是在说旧约。
我是在说圣经，不是旧约。
I am talking about the Bible, not the Old Covenant.
It's about the Holy Scripture.
这是圣经。
Again, let me explain a little bit.
让我再稍微解释一下。
The Old Covenant is restricted to the covenant that God made with Israel, in which God deals with them according to the law.
旧约局限于神与以色列民的约，就是神按着律法来对待他们。
That is over.
那个已经过了。
Yeah.
是的。
Praise God.
赞美神。
Because no flesh can be justified by the law.
因为凭着律法，没有一个人能够在神面前称义。
Because you cannot keep the law.
因为你没有办法守律法。
Yeah. Even in Singapore, you still break the law, right?
就是在新加坡，你们也是不守律法。
Especially when nobody sees you.
尤其是没有人看到的时候。
So you want to make a turn, you look around to see if the police is there, and then you do it.
你要转个弯，你就先看一看，没有交通警察就赶快转过去。
Shortcut.
走捷径。
This is the flesh.
这个就是肉体。
Are you willing to afflict your soul?
你愿意刻苦你的心吗？
Did not the Lord says, you want to follow me?You should deny yourself.
主岂没有说，如果你要跟随我，你要否认己。
Is that the law, the Old Testament?
这个是旧约里面的律法吗？
No.
不。
What did the Lord say in John chapter 5?
在约翰福音第五章，主怎么说呢？
我们来看一下好不好？
Let's take a look at it.
John chapter 5. I think you all know John chapter 5 very well, right?
我想大家对这一章都很熟悉。
Let's see what the Lord said about Moses.
我们来看主对于摩西他是怎么说的。
Beginning in verse 41, I'm going to read it to you, okay?
41节开始。
I do not receive honor from men.
我不受从人来的荣耀。
How about you?
你呢？
How about we?
我们呢?
We like to receive honor from men, right?
我们很喜欢从人来的荣耀。
Yeah, you may say you don't like it, but really in your heart you like it.
你可能会说你不喜欢，但其实在你心里你很喜欢的。
Yeah. But I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you.
但我知道你们心里没有神的爱。
The Lord knows. You cannot hide from Him.
主知道，你没有办法隐藏。
I have come in my Father's name, and you do not receive me. If another comes in His own name, him you will receive.
我奉我父的名来，你们并不接待我。若有别人奉自己的名来，你们倒要接待他。
How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God?
你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎么信我呢？
Do not think that I shall accuse you to the Father.
不要想我在父面前要告你们。
There is one who accuses you, Moses, in whom you trust.
有一位告你们的，就是你们所仰赖的摩西。
For if you believe Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about the law.
你们如果信摩西，也必信我，因为他书上有指着律法写的话，对不对？
摩西写什么？
What did Moses write? Ten Commandments.
啊，我们大家都是想是 Ten Commandments.
We all think it's the Ten Commandments.
但是主说摩西说的说写什么？指着我写的。Moses wrote about what? Me.
这里是说摩西书上有指着我写的话，不是律法。
From Genesis all the way to Deuteronomy, if your eyes are open and not veiled, like what Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, you will not see the law, but you will see Christ.
从创世纪一直到生命记，如果你的眼睛没有被蒙蔽，帕子被除去，你就会看见这 五本书里面都是满了基督。
This is what the Lord himself said. Moses wrote about me.
这是主耶稣自己说的，摩西书上有指着我写的话。
But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?
你们若不信他的书，怎能信我的话呢？
So if you want to believe the word of the Lord, you better believe the word of Moses.
如果你要信神的话，那你就要信摩西所写的话。
Don't write off Moses so quickly.
不要这么快的就把摩西摆到一边了。报销了，不要把摩西报销了。
对。有一天你还会见到摩西的啊，你不要忘记啊。
Don't forget, one day you will meet Moses.
摩西会跟你算账的。
He will set the scores with you.
主说了嘛， Moses will accuse you.
这里主说的，他在父前要告你们。
你要小心啊。
So be careful.
不要随便骂摩西啊。
Don't scold Moses.
感谢主。
Amen.
Christ is our peace.
基督是我们的和睦。
A wonderful, wonderful peace.
一个美妙的和睦。
You have to appreciate this.
你要珍赏这个。
Right. Peace with God.
与神的和睦。
To reconcile us all fully to God.
使我们与神能够完全和好。
Now, in order to accomplish this reconciliation,
要成就这样的和睦，
it is not easy.
这个不容易。
Don't think the Lord will just tell the Father, okay, Father, have mercy upon them. Sai quick la. 不要紧啦， okay 啦。Everything okay 啦。
我们不要以为主耶稣就可以很容易的跟父神说，父啊，你怜悯 John 啦，随便啦。
是啊，可怜他啦，可怜 John 啦。
Have mercy on him 啦。
Yeah, that's right. You think God will say okay, okay 啦？
那你想父神会说好吧，好吧
？No.
不。
The Lord has to do some wonderful works.
主得做非常奇妙的
工作。To accomplish this reconciliation with God.
来成就这个与神和好的工作。
Firstly, he must break down the middle wall of separation.
首先他要拆毁中间隔断的墙。
Abolishing in his flesh the enmity. That is the law of commandments, verse 15, right? Chapter 2, verse 15. In ordinances.
是要借着他的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条。
Why? To create in himself from both Jews and Gentiles one new man, thus making peace.
为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。
Only the new man can fully be reconciled to God.
唯有新人才能完全与神和好。
Not your old man.
不是你的旧人。
Not the corrupted old man full of death and sin and trespasses that cannot be reconciled to God.
不是这个败坏的旧人，满了罪恶、死亡、黑暗，这个不能与神和好。
No wonder we Christians are fighting all the time.
难怪我们基督徒老是在这里征战。
Because we are still in the old man. We don't put off the old man.
因为我们还活在旧人，没有把这个旧人脱下。
Anytime you and I fall back and walk by the old man.
只要我们一堕落凭着旧人而行，
There will be no peace.
就不会有和睦。
Impossible.
不可能的。
That's why the world will have no peace.
所以这个世界没有和平。
Why? Because it's full of old men.
因为都是满了旧人旧造。
If we in the church life also live according to the old man and the old creation, there won't be any peace.
如果我们在教会生活里也凭着旧人来生活，那这里也不会有和睦。
You can talk about the doctrine of oneness, love one another, love one another. 爱讲了五十年，爱啊，没有爱，我告诉你，爱不来。
你可以在这里说合一的道理，说到爱，但是最终没有爱。
Yeah, you can talk about it until you have your throat is dry.
你可以讲到你口干。
There will be no love.
但是却没有爱。
越讲多爱的，越没有爱的人。
Those who talk a lot about love, these are the ones who all the more do not have love.
Exactly. Because if you have love, you don't need to talk about love.
因为如果你是一个有爱的人，你不需要一直在那里讲爱。
You will show your love.
你会把你的爱显出来。
But if you don't have love,
但是如果你没有爱，
I'm talking about the religious love.
我是说宗教上的爱。
You keep on talking about love because there's no love. That's why you talk about it all the time.
就是因为你没有爱，所以你就一直要在那里讲到爱，关于爱。
The way that the Lord become our peace with God is exceptional. Only he could accomplish that.
主使我们与神和好和睦的这个方法是非常特殊的，唯有他能够成就。
In that he died on the cross.
就是他在十字架上为我们死了。
That's the only way.
这是唯一的方法。
No other way.
没有别的路。
Sorry, no other way.
对不起，没有别的办法。
Yeah.If somebody showed you another way, you should say no, sorry, that's not the way.
如果有人告诉你还有另外一个方法，你要跟他说对不起，没有这种事。
And then he came and preached peace to you who were afar off, the Gentiles, to those who were near, the Jews. For through him we both have access by one spirit to the Father.
Amen. 并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，就是外邦人，也给那近处的人，就是犹太人。因为我们两下借着他被一个圣灵所感，得以进到父面前。
所感，中文说所感，没有那个所感的词，借着一个灵，因为这个灵就是那个 access 进到父的面前去了。Meaning to say, the peace is the access to the Father.
也就是说，这个和睦就是通到父面前的路。
Through the Triune God.
能够来到三一神面前。
That means the Triune God itself is our access to the Father.
也就是说，三一神自己就是我们来到父面前的这个自由。
And that's the peace.
这个就是和睦。
If you don't go to the Father, and I don't go to the Father, there will be no peace.
如果你我都不到父面前，就不会有和睦。
The access is there already.
这个自由的通道已经在这里。
The Lord has already opened the way.
主已经开通了这条路。
The new and living way according to Hebrews chapter 10.
根据希伯来书第十章，这是一条又新又活的路。
By the blood, through the death of our Lord Jesus Christ.
借着主耶稣的血和他的受死。
And through the Holy Spirit.
也借着圣灵。
Released by him.
就是借着主所释放的圣灵。
Now, through Jesus Christ, in one spirit, we can all go to the Father.
借着主耶稣基督，在一个灵里，我们都能够来到父面前。
If you don't go to the Father,
如果你不到父面前，
you don't go and I don't go,
你也不去，我也不去，
there will be no peace.
我们之间就不会有和睦。
Yeah, there will be friendship.
当然我们之间可以有友情。
I don't mean you'll be biting each other, no.
不是说我们就会相咬相吞。
Yeah, we may be sitting here together, but I don't like you and you don't like me.
我们可能都坐在这里，但是我不喜欢你，你也不见得不喜欢我。
Don't think, you're okay.
不要以为我们大家都坐在这里就都很好了。
No.
不。
We will only have this wonderful peace if we all use this access to go to the Father.
如果我们都使用这个自由的通道来到父面前，唯有这样我们才会有真正的和睦。
And it is only through Christ.
而且这个唯有借着基督。
In one spirit.
在一个灵里。
This is why we need to know Christ as the peace offering.
所以我们需要认识基督为我们的和平祭。
Don't think this is not real.
不要以为这个不真实。
Don't think this is not practical.
也不要以为这个不实际。
Peace is very important.
和睦是非常重要的。
So, may the Lord have mercy on us.
愿主怜悯我们。
For the building of God's house,
为着建造神的居所,
this real peace is, what word should I say? In English, not inevitable, but indispensable.
为着神居所的建造, 这个和睦是绝对不可少的。
Indispensable.
不可少的。
Because we are doing building work.
因为我们在这里是做建造的工作。
And this peace must be Christ.
这个和睦必须是基督自己。
So day by day, you have a lot of opportunities to enjoy this peace.
所以日过一日，我们有很多的机会来经历这个和睦。
In your family life.
在你的家庭生活中。
Anywhere.
在任何的地方，在工作。
Even if you're by yourself.
甚至是你自己一个人的时候。
Between husband and wife.
还有夫妻之间。
So many opportunities to take Christ and experience Christ as our peace.
我们有这么多的机会在这里取用基督，经历他做我们的和睦。
First of all, peace with God.
首先是与神的和睦。
Then we will have peace among ourselves.
然后我们当中才会有和睦。
Amen.
Amen.
Now therefore, Paul continued to say, Before you're foreigners, now no longer foreigners.
这样,
Verse 19.
对, 这样你们不再做外人和客旅。
Before you're alienated.
以前你是局外人。
Now you're fellow citizen.
现在你是与圣徒同国。
同国, now we are part of the kingdom.
是, 我们是国度里的一部分。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
The church is not just a meeting place.
教会不是一个聚会所。
It's a kingdom.
乃是一个国度。
And then we are members, living members of the household of God.
我们是神家里的人，是活的。
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，赞美主。
As citizens, our status is different.
我们是神的国的国民，这个身份不一样。
As members of the household, brothers and sisters, another different status.
那是神家里的人，是弟兄姊妹，又是另外一种的身份。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief corner.
里面并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Certainly, Paul did say in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, no other foundation can anybody lay but Christ.
很肯定的，保罗在哥林多前书第三章说到，这个他所立的根基，没有人能够再立别的根基。
But why did he say here, being built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets?
但是这里为什么又说使徒和先知的根基？
Meaning to say,
这就是说
that Christ as the foundation is supported by the truth released by the apostles and the prophets. Without the truth, how can you have the reality of this Christ?
也就是说，基督作为根基，它是因为它是借着使徒和先知所释放的真理，他们所交通出来的，在这里。让基督来做根基。
You cannot say I will take Christ, but I don't care for the truth.
你不能说我要取用基督，但是我不管真理。
No, you cannot separate the truth from Christ.
你不能把基督和真理分隔开。
That is why we have this book, wonderful book of life.
所以我们手中有这本奇妙的生命之书。
Inseparable.
You cannot separate. 你不能把他们分开。
But the more important point is Christ is the chief corner.
更重要的点就是基督是那个房角石。
Because without Christ we have nothing.
因为在基督以外我们什么都没有。
Peter said the same thing.
彼得也这么说。
Behold, I laid in Zion a precious chief cornerstone.
这是神在锡安所立的这个宝贵的房角石。
That's why you all have to realize.
所以我们大家都要觉悟。
Anything that is not Christ Himself.
凡不是基督自己。
And you use it for the building.
你若是使用不是基督的东西。
It will be detrimental.
这个对建造有害。
It will damage the building.
这个会毁坏建造
It will collapse.
会使这个建造崩溃坍塌
Everything must be built upon this wonderful foundation which is Christ.
我们所建造的每一件都要在基督这个美妙的根基之上
And Christ is the chief corner. That means everything must be according to him.
基督是房角石，也就是说，一切都要根据他。
Related to him，
与他有关系。
Attached to him，
连与他。
No other way. That's why Paul is talking about in Christ, in Christ, in Christ for I don't know how many times.
没有别的路，所以保罗一再的强调，在基督里，在基督里，我都不知道他说了几次，在基督里。
You can do so many things apart from Christ.
你在基督以外好像可以做很多的事情。
In vain.
但是都是徒劳的。
And you will be judged by the Lord one day.
而且有一天你要受主的审判。
So it says here, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
Amen. 各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
靠谁啊？
靠他。
靠他。
Amen.
Everything must be in him.
一切都必须是在他里面。
And we all do well to learn that.
我们如果来学这一点，这对我们很有益处。
If not, then one day you're going to face the Lord, right?
否则有一天你面对主的时候。
Paul warned us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he's going to be burned.
保罗在灵前三章警告我们，这一切都要被焚烧。
There's judgment.
会有审判。
So this is a growing holy temple in the Lord.
这个是一个在主里面会成长的圣殿。
Amazing, huh? Paul says, in him, in the Lord, the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. The beginning of the sentence is in whom, which is in the Lord. The end of the sentence is also in the Lord. Everything is in him.
Amen. 二十一节一开始跟结尾都是说在基督里。
What else are you going to use to build up the church?
你还要用别的什么材料来建造教会
？Dancing，
跳舞
；Music，
音乐
；Money，
钱财
；Games，
游戏。
What methods are you going to use?
你要用什么方法
？Show me some good methods.Oh, come on.
所以
coffee shop.
有什么好的方法？
Christian coffee shop.
Right. 基督徒的咖啡店。
It's good, right?
也不错，对不对？
Because if you invite people here, they don't like to come. If you invite people to coffee shop, well, everybody comes. So that's a good method, right?
你请人来，他们不一定要来教会，但是你请他来咖啡厅，他可能会要来。
Have you ever asked the Lord, what about coffee shop? Do you think the Lord says, go ahead?
那你有没有问过主？主啊，我们开咖啡厅好吗？主会说，请便。
You think the Lord will agree with you?
你想主会同意吗？
Which is more appealing, the exceeding great power of the Holy Spirit or coffee?
什么比较吸引人？是圣灵那个极丰富的能力，还是咖啡？
One day you're going to tell the Lord, Lord, your gospel has no power, but my coffee, yeah.
有一天你要跟主说，主啊，你的福音没有什么能力，我的咖啡有能力。
But the Lord will say, Paul says the gospel itself is the power of God.
但是保罗他说，福音本是神的大能。
那是谁错？神错还是你错
？So is God wrong or are you wrong?
This is our problem.
这就是我们的问题。
We are not doing anything or most of the things in Him. We're not.
我们有很多事情都不是在他里面做的。
We use all kinds of things and ways and methods, man's whatever.
我们用各种各样属人的方法。
A holy temple in the Lord. Holy.
圣殿。在主里的圣殿
Not just a temple, but it's a holy temple.
是一个圣的殿
You dare to use things that are not holy? That are common?
你敢用不圣俗的东西来建造这个圣殿吗
Remember the opposite of holiness.Holy, to be holy, is common, not dirty, but it's common.
你要记得，圣的反面不是污秽的、肮脏的，乃是俗的、普通的，没有被分别的。
You don't use heavenly means, you're going to use what earthly means.
你不要用属天的方法，而要用属地的方法吗？
then it will be an earthly building.
那你所建造的就是属地的建造。
And what do you do in the holy temple?
那你在圣殿里面要做什么呢？
Sing.
唱歌。
What do you do?
你在圣殿里面做什么？
You worship God.
你敬拜神。
How?
怎样敬拜？如何敬拜？
John, you're going to go back again to the true worship.
你又要回去说到真敬拜了。
Well, sorry, I have nothing more to say. Because the true worship is not my burden, it is his burden.
抱歉，我没有别的来更多要说的，因为真正的敬拜不是我所要的，是他。
It's written.
是写在他的话里面。
And said by the Lord himself.
是主耶稣亲自说的。
The Father seeks such to worship him.
父正在寻找这样的人来拜他。
The true worship.
真正的敬拜。
Is in spirit and in the reality, in truth.
是在灵里还有在真实里。
That is why it says,In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in spirit.
22节，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
So in spirit here, many translations says in the Holy Spirit. 中文的是借着圣灵。 But it indicates also in our spirit.Because if I'm not mistaken, the article the is not there.
所以在中文我们这里是说到圣灵，其实也可以是指灵，就是没有圣这个字。
Right.
因为在原文里面那个介词那是不在里面的。
Because how can you be in the Holy Spirit if you're not in spirit?
因为如果你不在灵里，你怎么可能在圣灵里呢？
Well, I think that's good enough for tonight.
我想今晚我们就交通到这里。
May the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿主真怜悯我们。
And of course, one thing I forgot to really mention, the Lord created the new man.
还有一点我忘了提，就是神主他造了这个新人。
Of course, we all know this new man.Is the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然我们都知道这个新人就是主耶稣基督的人性。
Yeah, not your humanity, not mine.
不是你的人性也不是我的。
But it is the humanity of the Lord Jesus.
也是主耶稣的人性。
And chapter 4 verse 23, 22, 23, 24 tells us you need to put off the old man.And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and you put on the new man.
第四章二十三、二四、二五这几节就说到我们要脱去旧人，要在我们的心思上更新，然后要穿上新人。
Now, you still have to do that.
你还是要这么做的。
That means, objectively, the Lord has already accomplished that.
也就是说，客观上，主已经成就了这一切。
But subjectively, you still have to put off the old and put on the new by the renewing of your mind through the Spirit.
但是主观上，你还是要在那里脱去旧人，穿上新人，乃是借着心思的更新，在灵里。
The best way to do that
最好
is to enjoy the feast of the unleavened bread.
做这件事情最好的方式就是来享受除酵节。
Yeah, you have to eat.
你需要吃。
The unleavened bread, which is Christ, the humanity of the Lord Jesus Christ, He's the bread that came down from heaven.
把这个无酵饼，就是主耶稣基督的人性，吃到你里面来。
Then in your daily life, you will prepare the meal offering.For the satisfaction of the Father in the worship.
然后你就在你的日常生活里，你能够预备这个素祭，为着献上给天父，满足他。
Right. May the Lord open our eyes.
愿主开我们的眼睛。
Because to put off the old and put on the new. It is in principle the same as keeping a feast of the unleavened bread. You have to eat the unleavened bread and purge out the old leaven.
因为脱去旧人，穿上新人，在原则上就是在这里守除酵节，因为你要把这个吃进来，你才能够脱去。
Don't just eat the leaven, unleavened bread and keep the leaven in you. It doesn't work like that.
不要只是吃无酵饼，但是不把这个酵除去。
Just like you cannot put on the new man and put on the old at the same time. That's not possible.
你不能同时又穿旧人又穿新人，不可能的。
Nobody can do that.
没有人能办得到。
Either you put on the old and put off the new, or you put off the old and put on the new.
要么你就是脱去旧人穿上新人，否则你就是脱去新人穿上旧人。
So we come back again to the matter of keeping a feast and preparing the offerings.
所以我们又回到这个题目，就是要守节，还有要预备祭物。
Oh, you may not think it's in Ephesus and in the Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians.
你可能认为这些都没有记载在以弗所书里嘛。
I'm not here to convince you.
我不是要来这里说服你的。
I can only say, like the Lord said, he who has an ear, let him hear.
我只能像主所说的，向各位说，凡有耳的就应当听。
Let's have some prayer.
好，我们祷告。